Hey, Kareen. How are you?
Good.
Well, we're excited to be here tonight. We got a great topic to talk about tonight. So why don't you share with everybody? Because you gave me some great stories yesterday. You know, and I told you yesterday you're a great teacher. So I appreciate it.
Well, tonight we're talking about past lives and exploring past lives and reincarnation and the benefits of doing past life regression.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So what do you think the benefits are?
There's a lot of benefits, you know, and you can explore them just for fun, too, because it's always interesting when you go back to a past life to kind of see, you know, because we all choose to come into this world. We actually choose our families and our friends and all of that. And it's interesting to see where the dynamics come from in a past life, like who your parents were. They could have been your siblings, or why for some reason you don't get along with one of your siblings. It could have been because you were enemies in a past life or something like that. And it's also interesting to explore those because it can help you figure out where your any fears that you've carried over into this lifetime. For example, if you're afraid for some reason of you're deathly afraid of heights for some reason, you can go back to a past life and explore where that came from and release the blocks that originated from that lifetime so that you no longer have to carry them out in this lifetime.
Well, that's cool. Anyway, I'm not afraid of heights, but I've got a few fears, and I agree with you on that. Like I had a fear. I'm going to tell you something right now. I have a fear of ridges. It's so weird. I live in Fort Lauderdale. There's one surrounded by bridges, but it's funny. And I am like really afraid of bridges. And when I go down to the Keys, I have to sing like a religious song I learned in church, and I don't even believe in organized religion to cross the bridge. So sad. But
have you ever explored that, where that comes from?
Yeah, I have. And one of the things that I did is that centuries ago, there was a bridge and I got thrown off of it and I died. All right. You know, yes. And the person that threw me off of it was my cousin, and he and I still have issues. So in that lifetime, it was something different, but we had a different relationship. But yeah, it was, Kareen, I swear, it's so weird because for a long time, and it never occurred to me to be afraid. And then probably about 10 or 15 years ago, closer to 15 years ago, because I lived in Florida, forever. I go, why am I so afraid of bridges all of a sudden? And then when I went back and looked at it, it was at that moment in time, you know, I had been, killed, you know, by being tossed over a bridge. No fun, huh? A little bit of information there. You know, my cousin and I, he doesn't believe in past life, but, you know, we were always super competitive when we were kids and, you know, with each other. So interesting to see how that plays out. But there's a lot of stories I've got. I know that you too as well, you've got some great past life stories. And by the way, if anybody's listening to us and wants to call in, I think we've got the numbers. I'm sure you guys know the numbers, but please call in because Kareen and I are psychics and we talk to angels. We see people on the other side. And at the end of the day, we just have a really good fun time helping you guys with love, relationships, career, any questions that you have. But tonight we're talking about past life. So anyway, you have experiences with past life as well, don't you? So
yes, and there's a lot of different ways that that you can explore your past lives. And the way that they've come to me, most frequently is through my dreams. And there was one dream that I had, and you know the feeling that you're going to a past life because the feeling is very different. You're almost observing it, and you will get a sensation, a feeling that an understanding that this is a past life that you're viewing. It's very different from actually when you're in your dream state and you're actually living it out. This is kind of like you're removed from it and you're just observing it. And and in this dream, I was I was an older African American woman, and it was the time frame was about the late 1800s. Around there, I could see the house that I lived in, and I was kind of like in the country, and it was an older house, and it was about, you know, like a two-story house, kind of like a farmhouse. And what was interesting about this dream is that I had about 18 children, And I think,
wow,
yeah. And well, none of these children were mine. And I had the understanding that these children, I kind of took them in. They were orphans or children that ran away or didn't, you know, they just were children in need of help. And I had taken all of these children in. And I wasn't wealthy by any means. I remember looking down at my clothes and seeing, you know, that I was wearing, you know, just beige colored linen. I had an apron on. And I remember thinking that I was living by very little means. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, I have all these children and I'm taking care of them. And as I was observing it, I was thinking to myself as an observer, how can I take care of all these children when I don't have that much money? And, wow. And immediately, and I was conscious at the time when I was shown this past life. And I remember immediately fast forwarding in this life and all the, it was miraculous. All 18 children's lives were shown to me at one time, like a movie screen. Like I was able in one instance to be able to view all 18 of their lives and how they turned out, and was given the feeling that they all turned out exceptionally well and went on to live really successful lives, you know, in their own ways, and all in one instance. Like it was basically like, here's all 18 lives at one time of all these children. And I remember waking up going, wow, I really was able to care for these children without, you know, a lot of means. And when I woke up, you have a feeling that you definitely know that this was a past life, and still haven't figured out exactly why that was shown to me at that time. You know, I think it's because, you know, my calling in this lifetime is to help people, and to kind of, you know, I was shown, my conscious self had a fear of like, how can I take care of these children without any money? And I think in this lifetime, I'm here to learn that, to erase all fears, and to really follow my true calling to help people in this life. Because it seems like that's what I've been doing. The pattern has been in previous lives that I've been helping people. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's right. So 18 kids, and it goes to show you that, wow, just one person makes such a difference in everything. And I know this lifetime that you've got a huge calling as well. You and I have been chatting about that for the past few days on things with you and I both. What a great dream, though, or what a great past life, you know. And sometimes the past lives are good, and sometimes they're not so good, you know what I mean?
I know you're really experienced with past life regression, and you have a great gift. You're able to, you know, when a thought comes into your mind or a vision pops into your mind, you'll immediately know that it's a past life that's being shown to you. And all you say is, show me this past life. And your angels just send you this amazing vision. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you're able to do that? Where do you have to go into a meditative state? Are you meditating when you do this, or, and then how is it shown to you?
You know what? Everybody has gifts. Mine are just the metaphysics and the angels. You know what I mean? So that's real super easy for me because I've been doing it for so long. So, but I think we all can do it. But one of the things, let me say it like this. One of the things that I learned how to do is, years ago, I was, my first past life experience, was with, a lady. Her name was Karen, and she trained with Brian Weiss. And, I knew that I needed to do past life because I had a dream about it. And my angels told me, go and, you know, get a past life regression. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, because you're in the middle of, I was in creating a business and having fun and making money and all the stuff that we do. Who has time for that, right? Well, long story short is I go there with her, and she did it with a, put me in a meditative state, and then she, you know, I got questions answered about why I was here. And she's one of the first ones that told me that you're going to do metaphysical work, and you're going to use the law of attraction. And I'm like, are you kidding? I go, I do this on the side, and, you know, I wanted to make an impact in the business world. And she goes, no, you're going to make money and you'll make, you know, do really well. She said, but you're going to do it in the metaphysical world, you know, and that's something you just, yeah, you just don't want to see or hear because, you know, we have our form the way we want to, you know, show up. But what I did learn there in that past life was I have sugar challenges, and in which I'm releasing now, and I've had diabetes since diabetes has been a part of my body because I'm not claiming it, right? You got to let it go. You can't claim it. Okay, since I was 10. And so I realized when I went back, the past lives that I saw were about me really struggling with relationships. And, you know, with because it feels like I've been a man and a woman in different lifetimes, but for the most part, I've always been a woman. With struggling with different relationships, also accepting the gifts that I came in here with, because I always wanted to be something different, you know what I mean? And because there were times in past lives I was an outcast, and I know you've experienced that, I'm sure we all have, but mm-hmm. in relationships and also with money. And so this lifetime, it's always been about enjoying the sweetness of life, you know, which diabetes, I think Louise Hay says, to really... diabetes is all about enjoying the sweetness of life. So as I'm learning to enjoy and to share and to open up in business and also in personal, then the sugar challenges are releasing from my body and it's gotten much better. And also, you know, I'm able to enjoy loving friends, family, you know, I've had relationships with men, boyfriends, a husband, one husband, more boyfriends than I have husbands. That's pretty sad. Right? But but I know that one of my lessons, you know, she taught me about past life. So one of the things that she taught me how to do a past life regression, and one of the neatest things to do when you're doing a past life regression is to bring that life, come to that lifetime, and at the end of your life, go to the last day, and you can do that, okay? And she taught me how. Because she was taught by Brian Weiss, Many Lives, Many Masters. You know, he's the gentleman. He's really big in past life. Right, he used to be a psychiatrist down here in Miami.
Right.
And, so he wrote a book, Many Lives, Many Masters. Anyway, I'm bouncing all over the place, and forgive me for that. But so she taught me how to do that. And when you go to that last life, the life that you're questioning about, and you go to the last day, you all of a sudden, when you transfer over, as you're transferring over, you get why you're here, what you're here to do, and what you're here to learn, okay? And did you achieve that? And so then when your soul is up in, you know, call it heaven, call it another place, a better place, whatever you want to call it, we'll use heaven tonight if that's okay, because most people are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. When you go to heaven, then you get to review it all and say, okay, what am I going to stay, or am I going to go to another lifetime? You know what I mean? And learn the lessons and teach them, because that's when you go higher and higher and higher and evolve to new levels. Does that make sense?
Do you agree? Yeah, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Oh, that's so wonderful. Did you, so then it's important, you always have a choice too, right? Whether or not you want to come back. If you haven't learned lessons, you can choose to do it again and learn it in the next life, right? So you're learning then to enjoy the sweetness of life in this lifetime. So that the next time, if you choose to come back, you won't have it.
Yes, right. Well, hopefully, I'm releasing it this lifetime. So is
that's
I,
right.
I
feel like you are. You are. Yeah. You absolutely are.
Yeah. So that's something that I'm learning to do, and also to learn to trust in relationships, because that's always, you know, people are like, oh, I don't trust in relationships. Well, a lot of us don't, but there's usually some significant thing that's not only in this lifetime, but coming from a past life that, you know, that. It's hard for you to trust and hard for you to believe, because it's a lot of times you and I talk to different people, and it seems so obvious to us and not so obvious to them. You know what I mean? And usually it's their past life thing. Not to say that they don't have current life stuff, but there is, you know, when you're. It always, I think, is an advantage to look at what went on in the past. Also, how do you feel about soul agreements and that kind of thing? What do you feel about that? Because I know you've had a lot of. We've talked a lot about that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe that, you know, in each lifetime that we, before we come into each of the lifetimes, you know, we have certain lessons that our soul wants to learn, and we make these contracts with other souls within our group to help us learn these lessons. And so, you know, we may choose, okay, I want to learn the lesson of forgiveness. So we may make a plan with another soul and agree that they come into this life as, you know, our mother or father or whatever to help us learn that specific lesson. And I've seen that with my own life too. And, you know, and when you learn to understand that, you're able to, cope with your life experiences a lot better and know that it's only for your soul's growth that you have chosen yourself to go through these experiences to grow. Really, it's just to grow. And that's the reason why we are doing this, why we're all here.
Yeah, right, to grow. That's very true. And the one thing about soul agreements is that, and this is so, so very important, people wonder why they're with a person or why they're with their family. And it usually, because you do choose your family, and think that's what you were saying in the beginning of the show.
Absolutely.
And you also choose the souls that you learn lessons from or learned lessons with.
Right.
And that's super important to know, too. And so I get these questions all the time doing the metaphysical work. Is he my soulmate? Is she my soulmate? I'm like, yeah, you bet you they are. But we think it's the love of our life, right? And I'm not saying that it can't be or it isn't. But usually what I find, and you and I were talking about that yesterday or day before, is that when they're our soulmate, we have a karmic bond with them and we can have a karmic destiny with them. But what does that mean? Can you, because you were so clear with it yesterday, and I'll pitch in with you, but share with, because I know people are listening in. What does that mean?
Well, it means that there's something that either in a past life that you've experienced with them, that there's a lesson that has not been learned yet, or something that needs to play out. So, you know, in a past life, if, for example, you know, you treated a person poorly, or your husband poorly, or something really poorly, and you didn't learn that, you didn't recognize that. There could be a major lesson there that was still yet to be achieved. And so in this lifetime, they could come back again as either, you know, your brother that's giving you a hard time, you know. And you have an opportunity then to take a look at all of your experiences that you have with people to learn the lesson this time around. And because that's the most important thing, is not to go through your relationships blindly. There's always a purpose that's being served here, no matter how small your relationship is with that person or how big. There's always a lesson here. And especially, you know, I think we've all met people that, you know, we immediately feel a bond with. Like, for some reason, we just feel as though we've known them forever, right? Or
right.
For some Exactly. So then you can look back at a past life and see where that relationship stems from and why there's such a close bond there, or why there's an aversion to this person. You know, there could be a reason why you, for some reason, feel indebted to this other person or feel like you always have to make things right. You know, there could be something that you're carrying from a past life that needs to be learned and released and healed in this lifetime. Tariq, we've got two callers on the line, so let's take the first one, which is Becky from California, if you want to.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Hi, Becky.
Experience with past lives. I've had a regression, and I've been told I've been a priest in a lot of them. I'm always the helper. This one, I had a very crazy mother, and I'm having a hell of a time. I'm 60 now, so why am I here?
Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay, why are you here? Corrine, you want to go first, and then I'll, but what's your birthday? So that helps us a lot of times when you tell us your birthday, Becky. Okay.
10/30/51. I'm a triple Scorpio.
I love you guys, okay? So anyway, you never forget anything. So when we tell you this tonight or share this information, you won't forget it. Right, Corrine? You know how school is. Anyway, what did you get with her? Do you want to go first or do you want me to go? It doesn't matter to me.
And you were saying that in this lifetime you're having difficulties with your mother?
My mother was bi-personality. They're neurotic, psychotic. Mm-hmm. They're very difficult to grow up with. And then I can't seem to do anything. I'm stuck. Everywhere I go, I have no choice. Or very little. And
oh, wow.
This isn't normal in the past, you know. I'm just wondering.
Okay.
I'm wondering if God loves me. No.
Aw. Okay,
no,
wow.
I know.
I understand. Okay. Corrine, you want to go ahead?
And you were saying that in your past lives you were always usually like a priest, right? And you were helping people a lot. You always kind of served other people.
That's what I've been told.
Right.
I was a monk last time, and that's why I had a respiratory infection, and those are gone. So yeah, it works. Past life regression. But I'm wondering about this time.
Okay. Go ahead, Dre. Were you going to say something?
No, go ahead, because I want to see what you see, because I'm getting a vision, and I'm getting messages, and just go ahead if that's cool.
Yeah, no. Okay, what I'm feeling is that in this lifetime, in past lives, people always came to you, for help, and you basically, kind of guided them and told them, what they needed to do, their next steps were, and helped them with their issues. And in this lifetime, what may seem as challenges are actually opportunities for you to actually grow through your own life experiences. In the past lives, it seems like you learned, it wasn't really like a learning, growing role. You were just there to serve and help people with their challenges, but you didn't really experience those challenges firsthand. And now your soul has asked to kind of go through those experiences so that you can grow even further and ascend upwards even further for your soul's growth. So it seems like what may be challenges in this lifetime are actually just opportunities for you to grow now and learn, because that's the best way to learn is through our own experiences. And you didn't really have the opportunity in the past lives to do that. People came to you with their issues and you served them. And so now you have an opportunity to kind of serve yourself through your own life experiences. That's what I'm getting.
Can I share with you, Becky, what I'm getting, and then ask you a question if you want clarity? When I'm looking at you, it feels like you are. I got a vision of you being almost like a monk in a brown, whatever you call those monk suits.
Bingo.
And you had you were gray and you had a beard and you were very wise, but you were also into books and reading and research. So you kept people at arm's length. And that's okay to do that. So I'm going to elaborate a little bit what she's saying, because Corrine says, it was like you came down in this lifetime to say, you know what, I'm pulling the gloves off. I want to experience a lot more. I want to experience life. I want to enjoy it. I want to have heartache. I want to have it all, because this is one moment in time. And so that's what you've done. Although, okay, let me, because I'm getting messages too. One of the other things that I'm seeing with you is your angels are saying, hey, have you ever had really great love?
No.
Okay, that's coming up for you, okay? Remember, the 60s, the new 30, all right?
Okay.
Corrine and I are coining that phrase, right, Corrine?
That's right.
My husband I took care of in the South. He was a lawyer who drank a bit. So that's who I'm with now.
Okay. Well, love can come into, I'm not going to say, that's just a message I got. You are here to experience great love, great joy, although it's later on in life. Can it be with your husband? You bet. Can it be with friends, just enjoying friends? You know what I mean?
Children.
Like children, whatever you want to do, but you're here to enjoy it all. And also to experience the, what does Esther and Jerry Hicks talk about? The contrast.
Contrast,
so
right.
Yeah, so you've had the contrast. Now it's time for the good. The pendulum swinging the other way. Another message I'm getting for you, too, is you have a great ability in your hands. So Reiki would really be something that you can get Reiki circles and go to them, and they're like little or $0. But really explore Reiki, okay? There's something about that in your hands, okay? Do you have any clarity questions you want to ask us anymore?
I don't think so. I have the ability to let go and know that God's going to take care of me wherever I land, and it has happened, but I've just been kind of sad, kind of disappointed.
You're worthy. That's a big message for you. You're so worthy. But the pendulum's swinging the other way, okay? I hope that helps you, okay?
You know, that helps a lot. And you really believe in angels?
I do. I see
Absolutely.
Them all the time.
Okay.
Do you?
No. I've been told I have one, but
okay, so I'm not going to, I believe in all the angels. Corrine, what do you feel? Because you want to share this with her, because I want to help her as much as possible before she goes.
I got Hathor. Who is Hathor?
She's an Egyptian goddess of femininity. So,
and I'm big into Egypt.
Well, there you go. One of the things that I get with you is instead of looking at angels or, you know, God is like the – I always look at things of angels like the arms of God or higher energy. So you just have a great amount of high energy surrounding you, full of love. And Archangel Jophiel is with you too as well, Jophiel. Okay, so anyway, look those two up and see what was there. Instead of saying, oh, it has to be look like this or this, I don't believe in it, just say, hey, you know what? I'm open to higher energy. Call it God or call it the angels. They're all the arms of God, and they're all part of the great I am. So okay. I think that. All right, take care. Much love. All right, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, so we got some more callers, I think, don't we?
We do. Do you want to take them right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, okay. We've got Evie from New York.
Hi, Evie from New York.
Hi. Hello, ladies, beautiful ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I love beautiful ladies.
thank you. Anyway, you have a question?
Yes, I do, wonderful ladies. I was born on February 27th, 1948 in New York, and my husband was born June 15th, 1964. Now, I want to know if there was ever a past life somewhere in Israel between us. And I also feel there's great love between us, but now we're experiencing some challenges.
Oh, wow. Okay. Corrine, do you get that, or do you want me to go first, or you want to go first? Doesn't matter to me. What you...
It feels as though, because I can see, I'm getting the vision, I can see you. I don't even think what it feels like is not a husband and wife relationship, though. It feels like almost like a brother and sister or a friendship. But I can see you. And you've got like a, you're wearing, it's like a, I don't even know what those things are called, but there's like a covering that's over your hair, and I can see your husband that's there, but it doesn't feel like he's your husband. It almost feels as though it doesn't feel like it's a husband. It's not a husband energy, and that's all I'm getting. But he's there, but it's not a husband. It's like a I can't even put the energy on this. It's like a brother. I think it's a brother.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know. Tree, are you getting anything?
I am. Here's what I'm getting with you, Evie, is that there's more than one life in Israel with you too, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, I see I'm picking up the brother-sister. And remember, love doesn't know any time or space. It travels over great distances to be together, or to be together again. Mm-hmm. So you guys have been brother and sister. You've been husband and wife. You've been friends. You've been, you know, a lot of different lifetimes. But what it does feel like, it feels like it's almost like a twin soul reunion when you guys get together mm-hmm. in a lifetime. So Google twin soul, and you'll understand that for a lot. What I do see with you guys is there is a lifetime specifically that is with Egypt. You know, the Israeli Jewish people were in slavery or bondage to the Egyptians for a long time. You know, and it feels like you and your husband were there together helping each other and helping others. That's what I see too as well. You have a specific question about a specific lifetime because there's more than one here. That's what I do see.
Yeah. The one that I'm picking up is they're building something.
I knew that we were in Israel. I just knew. I felt that I was a young girl then, and he was a tax collector. It's something that I knew when I met him. And then, of course, when I married him, when we dated, I discovered that we're both Jewish. And it was just uncanny because I met him in Argentina, and I'm a New Yorker.
Wow.
That notwithstanding, there's such a, yes, I do feel he is my twin soul. There's such a connection between us. We're having some challenges now. Is this part of our the growth that we have to do together, and will we continue and remain together in this lifetime?
Corrine, I'm getting on something, mm-hmm. if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like you will because you guys mm-hmm. are destined to stay together. That's what you chose. Your soul agreement has said, to stay together, to work together. this is a part of you that you guys are the challenges that you guys are going through. What I'm being shown, it's a way for you guys to work through them and grow closer. I don't know if that means anything to you, but you're supposed to stay together. That, you know, that's what you guys have agreed to do. Okay, grow old together, not old, grow young. That's it.
We
just grow together. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. So, yes, that's what I see for you guys. Did you get anything, Corrine? With
absolutely
them?
No. There's an opportunity in this life. There's a reason why, what you want to call challenges, it's, and twin flames actually go through this. There's a lot of growth that's been done in previous lifetimes. And when you meet in a particular lifetime, it's for your souls to kind of ascend higher together. And a lot of times there's a lot of lessons that are learned with this growth. So absolutely. I feel the same way that, Tari feels.
Evie, one other thing too is we have a past life regression that we're going to do, and you can actually do it on the phone with us on another date, and we'll give you the information, and it doesn't cost you anything. I like anything that's free and helps me grow, okay, as long
that's
as
right.
it's not food.
Yeah,
as long as it's not food.
We really want a past life regression because I want to know what is my life path. I'm involved in so many things. But I want to leave what I'm doing. I'm a principal of a school. I absolutely love what I do. I do it well. But it's like I want to do something else, and I want to really go into healing.
Okay.
Although I do a lot of healing with my parents and my students, I want to do something else. I have this unrest, this yearning, this desire, this passion to develop, to grow, and I just don't know where.
Well, you're a teacher and a healer, okay? And then do the listen, because we'll give the information about the past life regression that we're going to do. And as I said, you can anybody can join us on, you know, and this is at a later date. But you're a teacher and a healer, and what it does, what I'm getting with that is you've learned what you've learned here. Now it's time for your next place, and it's going to be revealed to you as you're, you know, exploring through the challenges with your husband, with the challenges of not. Being, you know, not doing something now that gives you juice. You know, I always think it's great when you do whatever you love to do and it gives you juice and passion. And that's the next step in both your husband and your career. I find it, ironic that you're having challenges with, you know, with your relationship as well as not being satisfied, totally satisfied, or not satisfied, but passionate about your job, okay? So it's all saying, okay, it's time for you, Evie, to move to another level. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we always have to, not always, but unfortunately, we always have to usually get a little bit of a nudge from the universe to get us to move. So this is your little nudge, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies. Beautiful ladies. What a wonderful day. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Make sure you stay tuned because we're going to give the information about where we're doing it, and it's on the phone. Okay. So Okay. Take care, Evie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got another call?
We do. We've got Lisa from New Jersey.
Okay. Hi, Lisa from New Jersey.
Hi, Lisa.
Did we lose her?
Oh, okay. That sounds like we've lost her. Okay, well, hopefully she'll call right back.
Okay.
All right, okay. So past lives. Okay, so past life regression.
This is a hot topic. I mean,
it is.
You know, like, does it really exist, and is it really happening? I tell you, you asked me a question, though, and I mean to interrupt you. Please forgive me. One of the things that because I was so open when I got my first regression, and I'm pretty open like you are with everything in metaphysics because it's such a clear channel for me to experience a lot of joy. All I do is I just ask, and that I might not get the answer right away, or I'll go, show me, but I will get it, and it's just amazing, and you get such a peace about it when you find, you know, you understand why this person is here or why you're going through these sets of circumstances, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
You know, so that's true, too, as well. Okay, so it looks like we've got her back. Is it Lisa back on the line, maybe? Let's see, ask her if she wants to come on. Lisa?
I don't see her back on the line. Okay.
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, while we wait, I'll share a story of a friend that had a past life regression.
And okay.
This is just kind of, a good way to kind of figure out where your fears are. Because in this lifetime, she's always been really challenged to earn money. she always felt blocked. And for some reason, I mean, she would go out and she would look for jobs and she would change her jobs quite frequently. But she always felt like she didn't deserve to have a job and earn money. And she didn't know where that was coming from because she was a hard worker. She just always felt there was a block. And so she went and had a past life regression done. And in this past life, she went back to a time frame where she was like in the early 1800s, and she was a man, and she was a bank robber and a thief.
Wow.
And in this lifetime, she hurt a lot of people. The person that was doing the past life regression asked her to kind of explore the feelings to figure out what was supposed to be her lesson and kind of observe the people that she affected. And she had seen in this lifetime that she hurt a lot of people. The things that she stole really disrupted their lives and really tore them apart. And, she would steal from banks repeatedly and, people would lose their money, obviously. And she saw that she'd hurt a lot of people. And when she went to the very last day, right when she was going to cross over of that lifetime, the lesson that she learned from that was that she carried with her a feeling that in this life now, she feels guilty for taking other people's money. She feels like she doesn't deserve to take money now because of what she did in that lifetime where she took without asking and hurt a lot of people. When she realized when this past life was revealed to her, it healed that part of her. And now that block has been removed. And now she's quite successful now. She's getting a lot of, getting a lot of new job opportunities in the business that she's in and flourishing.
Wow.
Because of this regression, I know. Isn't that interesting?
That's a great story, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we've got another caller on, so we'll take that because I want to, I think, right? She's online too? Am I reading this right, Corinne? I still don't.
I don't think so. I think you're still reading the same one. You're just reading the same one from when she was there before.
Okay, I'm so sorry. We, for everybody who's listening and for Green, we have people that email us. We try to get through. So I was like, oh man, Green, we got to do, get people on and stuff. So that's what we're trying to do. But if it's okay, may I share a past life with you, a past life story with you?
Yes.
And I know you've had a couple of past life yourself, but I have had fears with relationships and getting involved. I stay for 5 minutes and I'll go. But one of the things that I learned is every person that I've gotten involved with in a serious relationship has been somebody from a past life. And so I remember a guy that I dated. We actually were engaged. This was a few years ago. And when it turned out that when I was I lived in the, it's turn of the century maybe, in the 1500s, and he'd always really, really hurt me and abused me terribly. And so when he came, going back a little bit further, I did a liver cleanse, because that's where they say past life memories are stored, or it's in the liver. And so people are like, oh, I'll go get a liver cleanse. Right? Maybe.
That means no drinking, no alcohol.
Yeah, right? No drinking tonight. Okay, darn it, liver cleanse. Yeah, but I did a little plans, and I had this dream, and I dreamed about this man, and it was, as I said, in the 1600s, something like that. And bring it up a couple of years, I'm with this guy, and we are having an intimate conversation, and all of a sudden, it popped in my head that he was the guy, and that had hurt me, and it had hurt me in another lifetime. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I was able to release myself of that relationship through a series of events. But a lot of times, you go, why am I allowing this to happen? Why am I tolerating this behavior? And, sometimes, as I said, it can be from this lifetime, from your parents or what you've experienced when you're younger, but also it's a lesson that you're here to learn and to heal. And do you believe that once you heal it in this lifetime that you don't have to go through it again and again and again? We talked about that
yesterday.
Yes. What do
you feel? Absolutely. I believe once a lesson is learned, you never have to experience it ever again. Although the universe may throw little tests at you to make sure you've learned that lesson, but once you've completely, absolutely, 100% have achieved this lesson and it's solid within you, you move on to the next experience.
Okay,
I absolutely believe that.
That's good, because I agree with you on the same with that too as well. Because you had asked me a question, I know, with your some of your family, and we, you know, you, I felt like you and your sister were for, there for a reason, and you and your parents were there for a reason to learn lessons and to share and to teach, right? Right. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I mean, we were talking about some of the dynamics within our family, because I have a large family, I have a lot of siblings and everything. And, I know the purpose in this lifetime for me and one of my sisters is kind of to be the buffer in our family dynamic.
Right.
So we were strategically placed into these positions, to be the buffer. Absolutely.
Because I like that.
Absolutely. And I know that there's some strong soul agreements that are being played out in this lifetime, with my other family members. And me and another one of my siblings are here to kind of help and soften the blows and, be the ties that bind.
That's good. I like that. Right. Yeah, I said my next lifetime I want to be the manager of a male strip club. I hopefully then that way I can be the manager or the buffer, right? Nice. I'm just kidding. Anyway, they can all be dance. I have to see them dance before we hire them, So anyway, that's
good. Now you said you wanted a traveling strip show.
Yes, exactly. Like the Ringling Barnum and Bailey strip show. You know what I mean? All right, there you go. Male strip show. Anyway, I'm teasing. But I wanted to share this with you or ask you this. There are certain things that you can do. You and I are going to do a past life regression on our Tuesday night call. But there are CDs and meditations out there and that kind of thing for people if they want to do a past life regression. I know that Doreen Virtue puts one out too as well. Mm-hmm. She has a past life regression. She also does one too, and I'll just mention this, that she does a past life, not past life, but a, where you go ahead for a year or a couple of years so you can see what's going to happen in the future. That's kind of cool too as well.
That is cool.
Yeah, one of the things too, she really makes the point of saying this in her regression and also I think in her, when she's doing something in the future where you can see your life is in the future, she says you can rewrite things so they're not as painful, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things I've learned to do in past life regressions that I've done or when I'm doing them with people is to help them where they don't, where they can look at it, where they don't experience the pain. Because you brought up a good point yesterday. What was it that you brought up?
A lot of people that have never had a past life regression done, they're afraid that it's going to physically hurt them. If they see themselves being killed or die, they're afraid of experiencing that pain. When you actually do a past life regression and it's guided, you actually only observe it. You don't experience the actual physical pain from it. So that's important for people to know, that it's not hurtful, harmful in any way whatsoever.
Right. That's true, too, as well. And one of the things that I want to be clear with people, too, that's listening, and you know, as I said, we've talked about it, people, and I know I've wondered this myself, we've all been teachers and healers. We've all been, bank robbers. I'm saying that when you go in a past life, You've lived so many lifetimes. Usually, you get to experience everything. The contrast is Esther and Jerry Hicks. So sometimes when you go back and you look and you see that you weren't the best person, like your friend, or I haven't been the best person, or best soul in past lives. I'm sure you haven't as well.
Right.
It doesn't mean that that's who you are today. It's just, those are the lessons that you're here to learn. Maybe from a past life, you learned it in this lifetime. And that's really, really, really so important to know. And so I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on that too as well. So do you have anything you want to share with that about that?
No, absolutely. And you take with you, you know, all the lessons, even though we don't, you know, people always ask, well, how come if we've lived all these lives, how come we can't remember them in this lifetime, right? The reason why we don't remember them is so that we can experience contrast again. If we came to this life with all this knowledge and we remembered every single lesson that we've ever learned and every life we've ever had, there would be no reason why we would want to come back again, because we've learned it all. But the key is that our soul always chooses to review all of our past lives and see if we really have learned what we were supposed to learn, and then make a choice on whether or not we want to do it again or learn a different lesson in a different way. And that's why we come back again.
I agree with you too as well. So, and the one other things too is, you know, people, and I know myself, I've asked myself this question. We have like things that we're here to learn and we're here to teach. And you know what? You keep getting situations over and over again until you learn it. So you can go back to a past life, or you can say, okay, what am I here to learn? Like if you're constantly having, most people have situations in relationships or with their career. So if you're learning the same thing over and over, are you getting the same situation over and over in the relationship or your career or money situations, and the only thing that's changed is the only thing that's the same is you, then usually it's something that you can, that I would strongly recommend. And how about you, Corrine, too, as well, that you do a past life, because if you're the only constant with the different men or women that you've been with, you know what I mean, and the same thing keeps happening over and over again, then usually it's your lesson, right? Not to say, well, everybody learns something in a relationship, but if it's happening over and over again, then it's something that you really need to look at and really explore. And the same thing with money and career, you know, this always happens to me, you know, because we're never victims, so we really are not. That's what I do know. Don't you agree with that too?
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. Tari, we have one last caller. It's Teresa, and I think we have time just to kind of take her call and then close the show up.
Okay.
Do you want to say, okay, so Teresa from New Jersey.
Hi, Teresa from New Jersey.
How are you, ladies?
Hi.
Good. Do you have a past life story that you can share with us?
Yes, I do. I actually have a past life story, and then I was wondering if you guys could help me find out if me and my husband had past lives together. But my past life story has been that I've been visiting my past life recently more and more vividly. And she's actually the person that I was has been actually put to sleep right now for some kind of demagnifying. And I could totally see her, and I could see where she's at. And it's really surreal, because it's me, just different garb and different, and a totally different area. But it's,
so you can see yourself. Let me ask you a question, Teresa. You can see yourself in a past life, and you're in different garb, and you're in a totally different time period. And wow, cool. I know there's a lot of people listening that love to do that. So how do you do it? You dream about it? Do you meditate about it?
Usually whenever there's a really huge, I don't know, for me, it's whenever there's a huge change, a shift in either my finances, my love life, when there's a huge shift in my life, all of a sudden I'm able to dream and go to these places and, I guess, work through both situations, but not as myself, as who I was. Does that make sense?
I got you.
So am I explaining you, that?
So you go back in time and you heal the situation when you were back in time, and then you come to this lifetime and it's better, right? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful.
What happens. I go back and just, you know, whatever it is, I'm like, not if I'm not so forceful in this lifetime, wherever, whatever I used to be or whoever I was before is definitely more forceful, and it deals with it for me, and then I bring it back here. So it's pretty neat, and sometimes very scary. Sorry,
okay,
that little one.
Well, that's okay too as well. So your question to us is that, do you and your husband have a past life together? Okay.
Because he's been coming in lately in my dream, like last night's dream specifically, when I went to go visit myself to see if I was waking up anytime soon. and he was there, but he wasn't a man, so I'm not sure.
What was he?
A girl, a young child, young girl.
Aww. Well, I think that, Corinne, you want to go first or you want me to? So it doesn't really matter.
I just saw you on a boat somewhere in Europe. You're coming from Greece, going somewhere to Europe on a boat. And it was like, it was a long time ago, like around the, I would even say like 1500s, mm-hmm. around there. And you were on a boat. And that's the only vision that I'm getting. I don't see...
And you're right about that, because that's the person who came to me. He brought me back to where I am now and told me, wake her up now. I need her. You need to be whole again. It told me that I need to be whole again. And it was a Grecian lady.
Very legal,
very together. And she's pissed that I put her to bed for a while. But I didn't put her to bed. Honestly, I did not put her to bed. A situation happened in my dream. I did not put her to bed. I got hurt, and that's where I split. I actually split. I got hurt. A medicine lady, put a white elixir, onto my neck and shoulder area, and it burned so bad that I pulled myself out of that body, and I saw myself, mm-hmm. in my garb and in my breastplate. In my dress, with my sword in hand and everything, but I saw myself in my nightgown, looking at myself with the breastplate. It was totally me. It was like an outer body experience.
Teresa, I have to tell you something. You and I've chatted because I know that you know both Corinne and I. But what I feel
with
you.
Oh, this is Teresa. I had no idea.
Yes, this is our Teresa.
No idea. This was Teresa.
Welcome. Yeah, I sound different, don't I? I'm not myself. I sound different. I'm not even myself.
You
totally telling
sound it. Different. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, Tree. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Hi, Teresa. Yeah, welcome back. I feel that you are you're time traveling in the past, and also some things are happening in the future. Just to let you know, you and your husband, you guys have a past life together. You bet you do. And the one thing I feel with you is that ask what the karmic debt is with you two, okay? And therefore, you can say, okay, I want to stay or I want to go. And you can choose to make him your karmic destiny or you. It feels like, you know, that you could do either or there. But make sure you heal the karmic debt, because you and I have talked about that a lot. So that's what I feel. And I think you can stay. I do. But you're growing so fast right now. And thank you for sharing your story. I called and asked her to share, Corinne, because
I had no idea. You sound so different, Teresa.
Yeah, I'm actually scared because I've never splintered in so many different... I've never splintered like this. I feel like I'm splintering, like I'm fracturing, honestly.
Hold on a second. You're only doing that to put yourself back together anyway. So that, you know...
Oh, is that it?
Building a stronger base, you know. You have to get rid of the old to let the new in. Or just not... It's not about getting rid of the old. It's about finding your true self, your true calling. You know, you've got some great gifts. Teresa, we'll have to have her up, come on as a speaker, because she's a great, great psychic. So thank you for calling us and sharing your story.
Okay.
And you get to, she travels with Archangel Michael. How cool is that? Hey, is he good looking in the dreams as he is too?
He honestly is. He is. He's totally manly, like muscles. He's what you would imagine, like one of those Grecian gods. Like, his muscles are there. And he has such a strong jawline. He has beautiful black, curlish hair. You know, like wavy, not curly, like straight curl, but wavy. He has this piercing in my vision. He has piercing blue eyes that are just like the sky.
Yeah, he's hot. I've seen him. Is that okay to say an angel's hot? He's a hot angel.
He is.
Thanks, Teresa. Thanks, Teresa, for sharing your story. Okay.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Teresa.
Have a great night, girls.
You too.
Okay, take care. We're going to have to leave in just a second, I think. Here's what we're doing is Corinne and I are going to do a past life regression. And you can go and get the number on angelcoaches.com. But we're going to do it Tuesday night, 9:30 East Coast time, and it's open for everybody. So what you need to do is go to angelcoaches.com to get the number, or you can call in. They'll give you the number now. It's 308-344 3048-344-6400. Once again, that's 308-344-6400. It's going to ask for a conference access code. It's 918-787-pound, and it's going to be this Tuesday night. Do not even know the date on that, but it's this Tuesday night, 9:30 East Coast time. We'd love to have you on. And, Corinne, did I miss anything on that one?
No, so, that's it.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a thought for the week. It's about attitude. I attract success, and this is for you and I too, Corinne. I attract success and positive people into my life with my positive attitude. How cool is that?
I love that. That's wonderful.
Then that means I might get some great sex in a boyfriend someday.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.